Many folks visited the Bench Shop on Main Street for decades in town. The Bench Shop is no more, but there will be another business replacing it. It'll be called the Willimantic Book Joint. So let's talk about the joint this morning with three folks: Francis McGrath, board secretary of the Willimantic Book Joint, board member Barbara McGrath, and board member David Finn. All three of them join me today. It takes three folks to tell the story about the Willimantic Book Joint. Let me start with Francis. What is the concept behind the Willimantic Book Joint?
Ooh, that's a big question. So I think we are trying to bring literacy and community back to Main Street. The hope is to provide a resource for books and for people to come in and have a place to sit and talk about books and talk with each other and just find a way to build their home libraries so that we can have books for sale as well as books to look at.
And Barbara, what's the original concept behind this and how did it begin? The Bench Shop leaves. Tell me the timeline of how it went from the open storefront to now a soon-to-be reoccupied storefront.
Well, I can say on behalf of my client that Jean Dismay purchased the building with the intent of having it be part of the growing community of Main Street. And she's been very involved in the development of this effort. The most important component, I think, that makes us unusual from a typical business is that we're operating this on a cooperative, under cooperative principles. It's actually, I'm involved as the lawyer for the crew to some degree. So we've been incorporated as a benefit corporation, which is similar to a typical stock corporation. We will be selling stock when we figure out how to do that appropriately. But the more important element is that we're operating from a co-op principles. And if I can quickly list them, the idea is to encourage voluntary and open membership, to make sure that the members have democratic control, that there'll be member economic participation, autonomy and independence, education, training, and information, cooperation among cooperatives, and we do have several other cooperatives here in Willimantic, and most importantly for some people in the group, concern for the community. So the idea is that this is a bookstore, but it's more than a bookstore. It's the community's bookstore, serving the community the way Francis was saying, but also helping to build the community, and helping. It's been fantastic, the kind of response we've gotten so far, especially because the bookstore up in Stores just closed. They even donated some of their books.
We got their books.
Yeah. So bookshelves.
We
want to fill a hole, but we also want to provide a much broader service than a typical bookstore.
Well, we know about the Willimantic Food Co-op, but if I'm not a member of the co-op, I can go in and buy stuff there. If I'm not a member of the Willimantic Book Joint, can I walk in and buy a book?
Anybody and everybody will be welcome.
You all have to be, you're required to be a member just by being in the town. So anyone can come in and buy a book.
Right. No, anybody, even no matter who you are, no matter whether you live here or not, you're welcome. You will be welcome when we actually open the doors. Yes, we're not quite there yet.
That was a joke. You're not required.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wanted to make
it. It is voluntary, but I feel like it should be required.
The membership part of the charter is part of this whole concept of people from the community supporting the growth of the bookstore. And honestly, that's critical because in this day and age, bookstores, independent bookstores, are really tough to keep going. So we want the community to help us get it going and keep it going. And that's really the primary reason for the membership role, I think, as well as having everybody feel as though they're part of it. And again, we've gotten so much positive response. And a way for people to show that response is saying, sure, I want to be a member. And in fact, you can join.
Yeah, it's entirely voluntary. Everything that's going on here, all of the work, the taking apart what was there, putting in the stuff that is there, all of the books that are coming in, these are just people that have a strong sense that, as Barbara was saying, need to build community, perhaps now more than ever. You know, kids get lost in their phones, adults get lost in their phones, grandparents get lost in their phones. We forget that the most important thing about us being here is that we're human, and the ability to be in communion with other people, actually seeing them, is an incredibly part of being a healthy human being. So hopefully the bookshop will be a place where they can come down and have that kind of community.
Francis, what's your target date on when you would like to be open, and what's the status of that space right now? You put some pictures of the progress on your website, but I'm wondering, what does that building look like inside the doors right now?
It looks great. Sydney, Clements, and I are laying the carpet tile today, and it's going to look even better when that's done, and then we're going to start moving in the bookcases. We've got all the books, a ton of books in the garage. We are still accepting more and more book donations. I feel strongly that we should be, if not open on the Boombox Parade, like open to the public by the Boombox Parade, so that when you're walking down Main Street, you can say, hey, look, that's our new, brand new open bookstore. So we are aiming for the weekend before. We are going to have some performances there on Make Music Day on the 21st. So that's going to be another...
June 21st.
So come see where we're at and check it out. And since I'm playing with the register as we go, then maybe we could even sell a book or two. So we're kind of soft launching because, as my mom loves to remind us all, none of us have run a bookstore before. So we're just kind of seeing how this goes. But I think we're in great shape. The place looks great. We painted the walls. They look lovely. Yeah, the floor is going down, the bookcases and the books are being donated, and everything's coming along really well.
So you're saying on the 4th of July, you march in the Boombox Parade, get to Memorial Park, then double back, make a visit at the Willimantic Book Joint, and then go down to Gilson Square for the America 250 celebration that technically begins at 1:30. That's like a trifecta, three great things all in one day.
Exactly. You've got time.
Barbara, is there a difference?
You better be ready.
Yeah, if you're old.
You're making me nervous.
Is there a difference between a bookstore and a book joint?
No. We had a... No, it is a bookstore. We had a competition. We had 30-plus people or more who came to one of our first meetings. And everybody at that meeting, again, we're trying to do this in a democratic with a small D approach, said, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had a competition for the name? And everyone said, okay, sure. And then Sydney Clements very carefully put together little jars and people that were placed around town, and people were allowed to put in their proposed names. And
we had over 300 submissions.
Yes.
Mine was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but everyone said it was too long.
It's too hard to say. Only some of us can do it right. So Willimantic Book Joint became the final because it became apparent, number one, we wanted to make sure it said Willimantic. Number two, there are a lot of bookstores around that don't have the word book in their name, and so we wanted to make sure people didn't confuse us with something else. And then joint reflects both the joint co-op effort and also a slight nod to the bench shop.
The former bench shop. But yes. You're keeping that space alive, and that's a good thing.
Exactly.
David, is it more than a bookstore? It's a place where people can gather and read and talk and discuss or listen and share.
Yeah, the other benefit, or one of the benefits of being a member, is that you are afforded the ability to use the space in ways that we're not necessarily using it during operating hours. So if you have a small group of people that want to get together for a meeting, or if you have some musical talent that you want to play something, have a little concert afterwards, it'll hopefully be a place where people can express themselves just beyond reading, but also having reading groups. Francis is the librarian at Sweeney School, and we'll be hopefully developing children's programs that will come in. And Diana Perkins, who's on the board, also is working on creating a really interesting space for the kids in there. So it should, you know, step you out of the your everyday humdrum world and into a pretty unique place.
Barbara, how do I become a member?
Well, you go onto our website, willimanticbookjoint.com, and you have click on the join, the membership.
Now, you've done
button.
That.
I have done it
Me
twice,
too.
And
twice.
It worked both times.
Well, let me guess, the three of you are actually members?
Yes. Can you believe it?
Well, you can be a local member, which is a Wyndham resident, and that's only $60 a month, or you can be, or a year, $60 a year, excuse me. Or individuals are $100 a year, and youths and students are $20 a year, because we want to encourage the students at Eastern and UConn and Wyndham High School and ACT and all of those local school and tech to also use the bookstore. And
although they can use it even if they're not members,
correct.
But we want them to feel as if they're a part of the bookstore. I wanted to say one other thing is that part of my vision, of course, and we all, that's one of the challenges of multiple people working on this, is we all have slightly different visions, but is that we can also be, we can work with other businesses. So, for example, everyone keeps saying, well, aren't you going to have coffee? And we say,
we're going to have Reframe.
We're going to have Reframe. We're not going to have coffee, because there's coffee right practically across the street. We're not here to compete with our other Main Street partners. We want to partner with them so that if there are programs where we can participate or where they are closed but they want to sell stuff while they're closed, or
book clubs across organizations, like if the food co-op and we had a book club, would be really cool to doing food books, like
Blood and Bones.
Blood and Bones, and cool memoirs of being a chef. Like, that would be a really fun way to work together.
There's a lot of options we see, especially in the arts community. And we also have quite a few local authors. Again, Diana Perkins being one of them. We have Barbara McClintock. We have
Michael
Laura
Westerfeld.
Higa. We have Michael Westerfeld. We have so many local authors who we also hope to be able to support.
Now, we talked earlier about how you've gotten some donations of books and shelves from the bookstore and stores, but you're seeking and receiving donations of used books. How's the response been for that?
Honestly, I feel so... I feel more excited about the success of the bookstore because we are getting really nice, good books.
Yeah.
Really... recent, current hardcovers, things like that. People are giving us really nice stuff, which is great. And I hope that that keeps happening, because I think that's going to be key, is that we'll have books that actually people want to buy. I feel like people are kind of treating it like they're going to give their best stuff and then buy other people's best stuff, which is awesome. I think that's exactly what we should be. So I think we're all kind of aligning in our vision together in this great way.
Yeah, but this started in March. Was it March?
It was cold, so.
I mean, March, April, May, June. Like, in 3 months, we've gotten almost, I think it's fair to say at this point, almost 3,000 volumes of literature and other things, but mostly books.
Baseball cards?
We've gotten baseball cards. We've gotten, half of the stuff are great things that I've read. The other half, honestly, is stuff that I want to read. And the third half is...
Third half.
He's not the treasurer.
Thank God. There are some real treasures that have come in that are beautiful old volumes of... and some original copies. And my sister donated a whole bunch of Raggedy Ann prints that scared her as a child, so she wanted them out. But they're vintage from, you know, the 60s, and they're worth a pretty penny. But there's lots of nice things like that.
Barbara, how does a bookstore stay profitable in 2026?
That's a good question. I think one of the things, certainly right now, we're heading in the right direction because our community, as part of the community feel, has been donating books to us that we can then sell. My expectation is that over time we're also going to be selling new books, and that we may end up being your source for ordering books, because we can't possibly maintain an inventory to compare with Barnes & Noble, but we can certainly provide the support and the community set. So it's going to be a combination. Right now we're focusing on used books because we have a lot of them.
Yes.
But we do anticipate being able to expand. And how does that make money? I haven't the foggiest notion. Because, as I said earlier, none of us...
We don't have to make a profit.
Right. Well, as a benefit corporation, the legal theory behind a benefit corporation is that if, in fact, you don't make money, your shareholders can't sue you for malfeasance of wasting their money. And in this case, the expectation is that our shareholders and our members want us to be here. They're not really expecting a return other than the return of continuing to have a place to be and to buy books.
And, Francis, I want to wrap this up with one other note here. We touched on it earlier, but just to emphasize the fact that one thing the Willimantic Book Joint will be doing is featuring and promoting local authors.
Yes. We want to support community the most that we possibly can. I think something cool is that we have local writers and local authors. We've got the Poetry in the Park and things like that. But I want to do writing groups with like ACT students and things like that too, so that we can create a new generation of local authors. I love Barbara McClintock and Diana Perkins and Michael Westerfeld, and I want them to help grow more and more authors.
Almost like the spirit of Ziesing Brothers Book Emporium is back on Main Street when the Willimantic Book Joint opens. Sounds like sometime between June 21st and maybe before the 4th of July. Francis McGrath, Barbara McGrath, David Fenn, thanks for your efforts to bring reading back to Main Street and Willimantic, and good luck with the Willimantic Book Joint.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.